If you were around these parts on this date, 35 years ago, you might have seen a mushroom cloud of thick gray ash and black smoke explode up into the sky. This cloud was so large and so thick you could see it clearly from Seattle. After days of rumblings, Mount St. Helens had erupted. One side of the mountain crumbled under the explosive pressure, and for 9 hours, an avalanche of muddy debris called the Lahar oozed down the mountain into the valley below. Ash blanketed the Northwest. Carolyn Dreger remembers that day. She was a young hydrologist working with the U.S. Geological Survey. She says scientists have learned a lot about volcanic eruptions since 1980.
I mean, it was the beginning of a training for a whole new generation of volcano scientists, not just from the USGS or from the U.S., but for scientists around the world. And we recognized that over time, not just in 1980, but in the years that ensued, you know, we had the eruption ongoing between 80 and 86, that we could look at patterns of behavior of the mountain and identify that they were precursory to an eruption. We recognized that we were capable of making better equipment that could be placed there and that would give us clues, and that information could be telemetered back to our offices. We realized that we really needed to change the way that we did business. As scientists, we needed to talk to emergency officials public officials, the public at risk, long before a volcanic eruption, that we recognized we needed an ongoing, long-term conversation so that everybody is feeling more prepared. Everyone knows each other. So that was a very important aspect of what we learned.
What don't we know about volcanoes?
You know, there's so much we don't know. We cannot identify when a volcano will move into a period of unrest, when it will reawaken. And that's a very crucial piece of information, because the more warning we can give to people, the more time they have to prepare themselves long-term and short-term. And we have not been able to identify what turns a system on and makes it erupt. We know that many times magma moves into the Earth's crust, into magma chambers, and then it just sits there, and it may never erupt, or it may go on building in that magma chamber for years or decades or centuries before it erupts. So understanding more about, you know, what causes the magma in the chamber to move to the surface at any given time, that's still a big question for us.
Sounds like a huge question and an important question. Carolyn Dreger is with me. She's a hydrologist with the USGS. You are in Vancouver, Washington. I'm talking to you from Seattle, where we live under the shadow of Mount Rainier. Planes fly overhead. They'll report, oh, wisps of steam. How do we prepare for that, what people say is inevitable eruption of Mount Rainier?
I mean, looking back on the last couple of centuries, we realize that almost every generation of Pacific Northwesterners, Northern Californians, have had an eruption happen, whether it be at Mount Baker or Mount Rainier, Mount St. Helens, Mount Hood, Lassen Peak. So the best thing people can do is to learn about the processes and learn whether they live, work, go to school, commute in a hazard zone. So how will a volcanic eruption disrupt their lives? Secondly, they can go to the USGS website, the website of the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network, our partners in volcano work, and look and get to know how active these volcanoes are. They can look at seismicity. They can go to the USGS CVO website and find information weekly about what's going on at the volcanoes. Fortunately, it's usually pretty boring, but we do have information there. So they can keep tabs on what's going on. And another thing they can do is talk to their local officials. Local officials in some areas have created evacuation routes and collection points, at least give guidance about what to do when a Lahar, a volcanic mudflow, moves down the valleys.
Carolyn Dreger is outreach coordinator at the USGS Cascades Volcano Observatory. Dreger says we have 5 active volcanoes in the Cascade Range, so we could see another big eruption anytime.